before you open up your Mesilas Yesharim, everybody take out your introduction. I want to be done with the introduction piece today so we can mamish delve and jump right into the Mesilas Yesharim. We saw the analogy yesterday of the cup. If a person has a dirty cup and the liquid's going in, it ruins the liquid. Mussar is about making yourself a kli that can receive Judaism on a deeper level. Otherwise, it's going to get murky. It's going to get unclear. It's going to get in the way of your development. Okay. We're on page Dalet. Take a look where it says page Dalet. Page Dalet. Here we go. Mesilas Yesharim. After the three Shmichiks. Here we go. Nitbonen me'at bedvarim. Let's analyze this a little bit. Al menat sheneida et hayachas hanachon sheyesh lahanik l'inyan avodas hamidas. Let's look a little bit so we can investigate. I'll get one. So we can investigate in terms of working on our midas. Yodim anu shetalmud Torah keneged kulam. We know that Talmud Torah beats everything. Ha'olam kulam mushtas al Torah v'chol kiyuma talibur. The whole world sustaining and is dependent and contingent upon your studying of Torah. Aval kishaboyim la'adim v'darim malatikun midah kolshi. But when you talk to somebody about working on midos, they don't think that's real learning Torah. That's like a side thing. That's a fluffy thing. Right? Oh, what, I'm learning serious Torah in yeshiva, but you're doing something else. He gives another mashal. Like a house. Kisha'ashir nofel misamer katan minakir. When a little, let's say, a peg falls out of the wall, balabayis lo kolkach v'mar latakno. The guy who lives there doesn't run to fix it so quickly. I'll get it during break, during the off-season. I'll get the guy in to help me fix it. Right? Because when a little peg falls out of the wall, it's not the biggest deal in the house. Right? The picture will stand for another few days. It's not a big deal. Top of page hay. Aval im modiin lebein adam she'echad miyasodas ha'binyaro. But if you tell a person, one of the foundations of their house is breaking down. It's another great analogy. Right? If a little nail falls out of the wall, a person says, all right, I'll get to it next week. But if the mamish, the foundations of their home are crumbling right away, a person can't wait till he has vacation to fix it. He's got to fix it now. The house is going to fall apart. You can't just leave two big holes on the side of the house. You got to plaster it up before you go. You got to fix it because the whole house is dependent on it. Now, kishaboyim lizyaches la'avoda ha'atzmati. Im izyachsim l'kach b'samer. The question is, how do you relate to Mussar? This way. How do you relate to Mussar? Do you relate to Mussar as a peg in the wall? Or do you relate to Mussar as the foundation of the house? Says the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna in his introduction to Mesilas Yesharim, we got to stop looking at Mussar as just a nail on the wall. No. Mussar is one of the foundations of the house. Right, Block? A good mushel. People don't take Mussar so seriously. It's like a person has a house and a nail comes out of the wall. They'll get to it in a few weeks. He says, it's not like a nail coming out of the wall. It's like one of the foundations of the house are breaking and crumbling down. So one needs to be able to fix that. Right? Vadai she'Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Of course Talmud Torah is better than everything. But because it's better than anything, you got to check yourself and get yourself in order. You understand? Meaning like this. It's a very deep thought. Listen carefully. Everybody knows Talmud Torah is number one. So therefore, I should spend my time on really serious Talmud Torah. Gemara, Halacha, everything else. Mussar is just the fluffy, nice, fun stuff, right? Cute stuff. He's saying, no. Talmud Torah is number one. And serious Talmud Torah is number one. But you have nothing to hold it in if the house can't stand up. If the foundations of the house are crumbling down, your Talmud Torah won't be anything. You won't be able to learn anything. The Gemara tells us there's nothing worse than a Talmud Chacham with terrible midos. There's nothing worse. Why is that? We have our answer now from the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. Because what you have is nothing substantial. What you have is nothing real. It's not on anything. It's not sitting on anything. You're wasting your time. You're spinning your wheels in the mud, and it's just going around and around in circles, and it's not going anywhere. So, many complain. Second paragraph from the bottom. Oh, this is fabulous. Third paragraph from the bottom. Ein ze nachon lomar. It is incorrect to say, ki avoda ha'atzmis v'lima Torah, Shnei olamot nifradim. This is key. This is the essence of everything we've been learning till now. It is incorrect to say that the world of Mussar and working on yourself and the world of Torah are two separate worlds. That's a mistake. The minute you think it's two separate worlds, it's incorrect. Incorrect. Hayu harbeh she'ir aru. Many complained against the father of Musar. Anybody know who the father of Musar is? He's the one who made sure in the Beit Midrash they studied Musar. And he got a lot of complaints about it because he was changing the schedule. Well, people were learning. I'll give you four options. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. His name was Rav Dan Abar Vanel. Or his name was Rav Yaakov Emden.
Salanter.
Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is the father of the Musar movement. His classic work, Or Yisrael. So he put Musar into the schedule. And people complained that there's now two base medrashes. There's one for Torah and one for Musar. Right? Two worlds you're creating. He says, no. No, it's not two worlds. You know, in the back of the Gemara, there's a commentary. Name me some commentaries in the back of the Gemara that you know of. Go ahead.
Rush.
By the way, Rush is first. How do you remember the Rush is first? Because Rush means head, top. Rush is top. The Rush is first in the back. Another famous commentary in the back. He has a double. Riff is great because Riff has a summary of the bottom line halakhas. The Ron is also in the back. Amazing analysis, the Balamor. But there's someone in the back who gives you a commentary on the halakha and then a separate commentary on the Agadah to the stories. What's his name? He's in the back of the Gemara.
Rashi.
Nope. Maharsha. The Maharsha has two separate commentaries in the back, side by side. One called Chidushe Halacha, one called Chidushe Agada. Okay? He made him two separate things. After he finished it, Omar is amazing. The last line of the page. Omar Shahu Mischaret. He regretted splitting the two. He felt bad that he split the world of stories and Musar from the world of Halacha. What have I done? He said afterwards. It's not two separate worlds. It's one world and I should have put them together. The Maharsha, one of the greatest commentaries in the back of the Gemara, regretted ever splitting them. Ever splitting them. It's not two separate worlds. It's one world. You're making yourself a kli so that you can receive the Torah. And Mesilas Yesharim is the way to begin to work on that kli, to begin to work on that on the vessel that can hold Torah. So here's your copy of Mesilas Yesharim. Right, Block, how does it work? They don't write their names in there, right? What do they do?
Take it definitely.
Take it definitely.
Them, but I would suggest, now humbly, I always use pencil or beyond her nose. I'm always using the pencil. It's better than a pen. And it's definitely, it's there.
Great. Just so we start the Shpitzi Sfarim, I want you to turn to the introduction.
Okay.
Page 17, Yud Zion. Page 17, Yud Zion, the introduction. The introduction. Here we go. Take a copy here. Use a copy there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yud Zion. This is the introduction. It's a classic introduction. Omar HaMechaber. Omar HaMechaber.
Oh, you know about that.
The author says, Lo chibarti es achibur hazeh. I did not write this book. I did not write this. I'm telling you why I did not write this. Lo chibarti es achibur hazeh lilmod es lebnei adam, to teach people asher lo yada, the things which they do not know. I didn't write this book as a book of chidushim to teach them things that they don't already know. That's not why. Ella, right? What's the next word after Ella? I don't know. Lahaskiram et hayadua lahem, to remind them what you already know. What an opening. This is not a book filled with new ideas and chidushim. You want chidushim? We have fancy svarim. Rav Chaim, Shagis Aryeh, there's Pnei Yeshua there. This is a book that'll tell you things you already know, but you need to be reminded of them. The truth is so simple. What you need to do is so simple, but we all need to be reminded of them. Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow in your svarim, in the Mesilas Yesharim, to remember the things that we need to recall.